With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, July 30th. It's the last weekend of July. The month has flown by for me. I hope it has for you. And we are here answering your financial questions, maybe even some of your economic questions. I feel like people are really focusing in on this idea of, are we in a recession or not? And I guess the bigger question is, does it really matter? Things are going to slow down. How is that going to impact you? What position have you put yourselves in to prepare for an economic slowdown? And if you need help kind of creating some sort of game plan to prepare for that potential or probable outcome, yeah, give us a holler. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. Let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. Today, we are talking to Erin from Salt Lake City.
So my question is more about savings prioritization. Mm-hmm. My husband and I are saving up for a house, and I just became eligible for my company's 401k plan. He's been eligible for his for a while now. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering what our priority should be. Is it house savings or maxing out my 401k?
Tell me about what's going on in general. So you said you're married. How old are you guys?
I'm 27. He's 32.
Is he contributing to his retirement account?
Yeah, we max his out every year, and we've been maxing out our IRAs every year as well.
How much do you guys make together?
Combined, it's about $215,000.
Okay, fantastic. How big a house are you going to buy? In other words, how much are you going to spend on a house?
That is variable. We're hoping for something in like the $350,000 range, but if we can't get what we want for that, maybe we'd go a little higher, maybe up to like $425,000.
Oh, look at you. It's always the creeping up, isn't it? All right. So you need to save $80,000 or $90,000, let's just say.
Right.
How much have you saved so far for the house down payment?
So right now we're sitting right around $30,000-$35,000.
Okay. Are you guys both in stable careers?
Yes. I don't foresee any real changes unless I decide to take some time off to raise kids. But that's
You're not allowed to take time off if we're going to go through this whole plan. I'm totally kidding. You can do whatever you want. I promise. All right. So how much are you putting into the house down payment fund right now?
I don't know. Probably like $3,000 to $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. You said you just are eligible for your own retirement plan. Have you elected to do anything yet?
Yeah, I elected to get in up to the match. They'll match 4%.
Okay.
So I did that so that we can at least take advantage of that, but I could always jump it up a little bit if we want to.
How much money's in your husband's 401k right now?
He has like 67.
And how much is in your Roth IRA, each of your Roth IRAs, or combine them? It's fine with me.
So mine's about 20 and his is about 17.
Okay. A few things. I mean, you really want to buy this house, right? That is that when you're saying your priorities, you're saying you really want to buy. That's your number one priority?
I think so.
I mean, do you guys have kids yet or not?
Yeah, we have two little kids.
Okay. I mean, if since that's your priority, I would start shifting a little bit more money into the house down payment fund. So, I mean, you've done a really good job of putting money away. If you want to get into a house and that is your priority, then let's make that your priority. In some combination here, we're trying to free up the money to get your house down payment fund up to what is likely to be your real down payment of close to $85,000 or not. I don't feel bad about giving you that advice. I know it seems very contrary to say lighten up on your retirement contributions at a time when I'm trying to yell at people for like, please, or put money into retirement, start as early as you can. You've done a very good job. But if we're going to pay for that house, I really don't like PMI. And it's sort of this extra cost that there's no real reason to have because you guys seem to have the cash flow to save up to actually get that down payment. That said, if you had to, and you found the house of your dreams, or not such a dream, but you found the right house, you could put less money down and then really work hard to wipe out the PMI as soon as you get it. Ideally, we'd want the 20 down, you lighten up on the retirement contributions, then crank it back up as soon as you got the house fund all set. Okay, if you want to come on the air with us, it's just so easy. You go to our website, jillonmoney.com. You click on the Contact Us button. You then check the box that says you'd be willing to come on the air, and then Mark does everything else. And while you're there, you can check out all the content. You can look at TV segments. You can read the blog. You can check out our radio show, the resources section. It's all there for you. So check it out. All right. I hope you have a great Saturday. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.